busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
What a lovely day this is.
Seemed kind of cloudy to me.
It's the loveliest day ever. The daffodils are singing, the birds are blooming.
Daffodils are singing and birds are blooming? What's with her?
Well, my woman's intuition tells me...
Yes?
That our little girl has a slight case of puppy love.
Slight case? I'd say from that dazed expression on her face, she had an epidemic. You sure that's what it is?
Yeah, I know the look.
Yeah. She's only 13.
Well, that's the age. That uncertain year between childhood and adolescence.
Well, anything we can do to help?
There certainly is, Mr. Brady.
What?
Prepare ourselves for the agonies to come.
Marcia.
No, why?
She's real weird. I asked her if I could borrow a scarf, and she said, the air is full of music, and the birds smell like wine.
The birds smell like wine?
That's what she said, honest.
Well, maybe a hummingbird got into somebody's cooking, Sherry. That'd give them something to hum about.
Jan, what's the matter with Marcia?
Did she say something goofy to you, too?
She's just sitting there staring at the wall with a dumb look on her face.
See?
Maybe she's coming down with the flu. I'd better check on her. Marcia, honey, do you feel okay?
When your heart has wings, who can feel?
Now, do you believe us?
Well, I was close, but I got the wrong bug. Make that the love bug, not the flu bug.
Mom, Marcia's been locked in that bathroom for an hour.
We need one more bathroom and one less sister.
Yeah, one less sister.
Oh, be patient with her, boys. You know she's in the throes of her first romance.
You mean she's in love? Ugh.
Robbie, love isn't all ugh.
Well, who's the unfortunate fellow?
Well, I think his name is... Harvey Klinger?
Harvey Klinger?
Harvey Klinger? Harvey Klinger? Who's Harvey Klinger?
What's wrong with Harvey Klinger?
Everything's wrong with Harvey Klinger. He's an all-time all-American grade-A creep, besides being a jerk, a goof, and a double dingbat.
Greg, don't you think that's being just a little bit strong?
Mom, those are his good points.
Hey, you'll never guess what happened. She's out of the bathroom.
It's about time.
Now she's on the phone.
Talking to harebrained Harvey, no doubt.
Nope, she's talking to her girlfriend, Sally, who sits next to Harvey. And it sure sounds icky.
Dinner's ready, kids.
Alice, would you please call the others?
Okay.
Hey, dinner ready, Alice?
Just coming to get you, Mr. Brady.
She's still staring at the wall.
Sandy, must we have these 10-minute announcements? I better go and get Juliet.
I'll do that. You better eat my pot roast while it's hot. When it cools off, it loses something in the translation.
Come on.
down, honey. Everybody's waiting for you.
Everyone except Harvey Klinger.
Hmm?
He doesn't know I'm alive, Alice.
Oh, now what makes you say that?
I didn't. He did. He told my girlfriend Sally.
Well, maybe she misunderstood him.
No, Alice. Have you ever been in love? I mean, really, truly in love?
Sure. And it can hurt. Until the next time you're really, truly in love.
I'll never find the right man again.
Sure you will. The problem is to find the right man that thinks you're the right woman.
What's the difference? Harvey Klinger doesn't know I exist. I wish I didn't.
Marcia hasn't got the sign of a cough, and she isn't lying on a chaise holding a faded lily, but you have definitely got a Camille on your hands.
Well, I suppose it hurts the same at any age. There must be some way we can help her.
Yeah, there is.
How?
Well, by not butting in. Honey, look, she's going to get over it. I mean, puppy love isn't lasting, and it certainly isn't fatal.
No, but for a while, it can sure make you wish it was.
You're absolutely right. I say we should try to help her.
Yeah, and I say butt out.
Well, Mike, you yourself said, is there anything we can do to help, remember?
Yes, but yeah, I know, but that's not
Well, then it's settled. We help.
Now, the problem is that Harvey Klinger doesn't even notice Marcia.
Well, then let's think of a way to see that he does.
Yeah, let's think of a way.
Oh, no. You think of a way. All right, but I'm going to do it under protest.
Okay. Now, Mike, when you were Harvey's age, well, what attracted you to girls?
Well, having something in common, like a hobby.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
What was your hobby?
Girls.
What Harvey Klinger's hobby is.
This one? Don't peek.
A banded woolly bear moth.
Right. And, this one.
Yuck. A purple tiger beetle. That one looks icky.
I'm with you. Are you sure you want to go through with this?
You asked me what Harvey likes, and that's what Harvey likes. Bugs.
Bugs. Okay. Onward. This one.
A 17-year clickada?
No, not clickada. Cicada.
Cicada.
Right. And this one.
That's a watch.
Right again. And time for you to go to bed.
You don't know how much I appreciate this, Mom.
Oh, that's okay. That's what mothers are for.
Hey, how's everything in Bug City?
It's heaven, Dad. Yeah? Simply heaven.
Take it everything went well, huh?
Oh, and very educational, too. Well, do you know the difference between a male peach tree borer and a female peach tree borer?
No, I haven't the slightest idea.
Lucky for you, you're not a peach tree borer. Hey, thanks for the hobby idea anyway.
Yeah, well, I did it under protest, and I still don't think we should meddle.
Oh.
What's that?
Oh, that's Greg, helping Marcia's cause.
What's he doing out there?
Collecting bugs.
Collecting bugs?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get him to agree to do a thing like that?
Well, I just explained to him Marcia's problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, she is his sister. And that it is his duty to help her.
How much you pay him?
Only 10 cents a bug.
Is anybody sitting here?
Hmm?
May I sit here?
Hmm?
Nice day, isn't it?
Hmm.
Well, of all things, a lateral femorata.
Where? Where?
Right there.
It's an absolute perfect specimen.
You can have it if you like. I already have one.
Gee, thanks. My name's Harvey Klinger.
I'm Marcia Brady.
You're the first girl I ever met or knew anything about bugs. I collect them.
You do?
Say, aren't we in the same English class?
I don't know. I sit in front. What's that you're reading?
The Wonderful World of Insects by Professor G.T. Hargrove.
That's my favorite book in the whole world. For 3 bail.
Yeah. Can I walk you to class?
Okay. Guess what happened to me?
Well, I'll take a stab in the dark. What happened?
Harvey Klinger walked me home.
No.
Oh, Marcia, that's wonderful.
The bugs worked. And that's not all. He asked me to go steady with him. I said yes if you say yes. Can I, Mom? Please?
Well, I'll speak to your father about it.
Oh, Musca Domestica, I love you.
What?
That's the common housefly.
Go steady?
Go steady.
Oh.
Steady there, Mrs. Brady.
Well, I wanted Harvey Klinger to like her, but going steady's something else.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You expect her to just go wading, not dive right in from the 20-foot board.
Oh, Mr. Brady warned me not to interfere.
Well, you'll have to tell him. I mean, if he hears it first from Marsh, it'll be much worse.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much. He's a reasonable man.
Yeah, he is, Alice.
But as a favor, would you tell him on my day off?
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye, Minnie. Bye, Alice.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Bye,
Mom.
Bye,
Alice.
Okay. Bye,
Sugar
Plum.
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye, Alice.
Bye, Alice.
You didn't tell me, Mrs. Brady. Was Mr. Brady very upset about Marcia going steady?
Oh, not at all.
Oh, good.
I didn't tell him yet.
Oh.
Well, he worked late last night, and by the time he came to bed, I'd already gone to sleep.
I see.
But I'm going to tell him this morning. Maybe I'll tell him after dinner. I'll fix his favorite dish.
Chicken.
Right, chicken.
I didn't mean the dish. I meant you.
All right, no more stalling. I'll face the music. I'll go tell him now. Want to come with me?
Oh, thanks, just the same. I'm no good at duets.
Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it can wait. If you're too busy, I'll come back later.
Honey, I'm just getting dressed for work. I do that from time to time.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Mike.
Hmm.
You're an open-minded man, right?
Right.
And flexible.
Oh, very.
I mean, you're not the type of man who would ever say, I told you so.
Carol, just what are we talking about here?
Well, that rare gift you have for being fair, impartial, unprejudiced.
You left out courteous, faithful, and true.
Yeah, those too.
Yeah, what do I get my merit badge for?
For being understanding when I tell you that Marcia wants to go steady with Harvey Klinger.
Think my striped tie look all right with this?
Did you hear what I said, Mike? Marcia wants to go steady with Harvey Klinger.
Yeah, so what? Going steady, school dances, movie, a soda. Doesn't mean a thing.
You don't think so?
Why, no. Honey, listen, going steady today isn't the same as when we were 13.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not upset.
Upset? Fair, impartial, unprejudiced Mike Brady?
Oh, I absolutely love you. Oh. I really do.
You do, huh? That's good to hear. You know, after we're married a few years, I may ask you to go steady.
This is a very unique specimen of Drosophila. Really the common fruit fly, but with the unique habit of living in vinegar.
Gee, Harvey. Gosh.
Sickening. Positively sickening.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Mom.
Were Marcia and Harvey still in the kitchen?
Are they?
Yuck.
This hairy one's called a snout beetle.
It's lovely. So close to the weevil family, yet so different.
Hi.
With its offset eyes and its many jointed antennas.
Gee, Marcia, you really know your bugs.
What a sweet thing to say, Harvey.
Honest, Mom, that Harvey is buggier than his bugs.
You say. Do you know a hairy beetle has offset eyes?
Why, naturally. And a Drosophila lives in vinegar, my dear.
Oh, after really, Harvey.
Gosh, Marcia.
Come on, you two. Scoops now.
Offset eyes.
What's so funny?
Private joke.
Okay. How goes it, kids?
I think that's fascinating. Carpenter ants really nest in dead trees?
You'll have to take my word. I couldn't bring a dead tree with me.
Oh, I'd never doubt your word, Harvey.
This one's a queen. No wings, you'll notice.
I noticed that.
She pulled them off herself. Though why? Why? One of the eternal mysteries of the insect world.
How about a piece of fruit, Harvey? Some milk and cookies? Harvey, how about a bug sandwich?
You said something, Mr. Brady?
I thought that'd get you.
Hi, we need another guy for basketball.
I'm not a guy. I'm a girl, an older girl.
Since when?
Since I started going steady with Harvey Klinger, and I no longer play kids' games.
Up here. You're supposed to be helping us.
Yeah, dusting the living room.
And sweeping the kitchen and patio.
Dust makes my eyes red, which is very unbecoming to a woman going steady.
Oh.
Well, then just sweep. It would ruin my feminine posture.
You're only 13. You're not old enough yet to have a posture. What do you need false eyelashes for?
That one looks like a seesaw. It makes me feel womanly. Glamorous. That's why women wear perfume and eyeshadow and lipstick. Makes you attractive to a man. Beautiful and exotic.
It does? Well, I might as well be beautiful and exotic.
Me too.
Lovely. Lovely. Isn't it just absolutely just
lovely?
Ah,
my goodness.
So fun.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Just girl talk, Mom.
How do I smell?
Like you need a long, hot bath. And right now.
What about me, Mom? How do I look?
Oh, Cindy, I know your mouth is there someplace. Try some soap and water and see if you can find it, okay?
I was experimenting with the eyelashes, Mom.
Going steady's one thing, but wearing false eyelashes is out.
Out? A lot of girls my age wear makeup.
Well, I'm sorry. That's their mother's problem, not mine. Now, off they come.
Ouch! Like Harvey says, parents just don't understand our generation.
Marcia, I understand it better than you think. Well, I've already lived through your generation.
But things have changed since you were my age.
Only times have changed, sweetheart. People haven't.
But they have. You know what Harvey says? A girl my age is like a 20-year-old used to be, and a boy of 14 is like 22.
A girl of 13 is like 20, and a boy of 14 is like 22?
That's what Harvey said. Oh, I should have listened to you, Mike, and not interfered. Well, I don't like the way this is changing, Marcia.
Of course, on the other hand, maybe Harvey has a point.
What?
Well, I mean, we're understanding modern parents. We have to be open-minded and fair about things, right?
What's gotten into you?
Well, if Harvey is 22 and Marcia is 20, then that's the way they ought to be treated. That's what Harvey says.
Hello?
Hi, Harvey. Good to see you.
Come on in. Come on in. Sit down. Make yourself at home. Marcia's running a little late for a date, but that's a woman for you, huh?
Yes, sir. That's a woman for you.
Oh, boy. What we men put up with, huh?
Yes, sir. We men.
Yeah. You two doing the town tonight, huh?
Kind of taking it easy tonight. Just a soda.
You know, Harvey, I wasn't too sure about you and Marcia going steady at first. But as you say, she's like a woman of 20 used to be, and you're like a man of 22.
That's right, sir.
Yeah. Then, see, I think that's the way you ought to be treated. I mean, you're not a kid now. You're practically an adult, right?
Yes, sir.
And ready to face the responsibilities of life.
Yes, sir.
Harvey, what are your plans for the future?
The future?
Mm-hmm.
Well, next week I'm going to get a new front tire for my bicycle.
No, Harvey. I mean for work or a home or some kind of retirement plan.
Well, before I retire, I have to get out of junior high school.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Harvey. I'm ready.
Swell. Let's go.
Oh, listen, no need to rush, Harvey. Marcia, I was just talking about you two.
What about me?
Well, I was just saying that I think it's a big responsibility to be going steady, and I'm pleased that Harvey here is taking it so seriously.
Seriously?
Well, that's good to know. Well, before you know it, Harvey, you'll be out of high school, out of college, going to work, and hearing those wedding bells.
Wedding bells?
What wedding bells?
Yours and Harvey's. The two of you. Hand in hand, forever.
Me and Harvey?
Just like your father and I.
Mm-hmm. We better get going, Harvey.
Yeah. If you'll excuse us, sir.
Oh, sure, of course, Harvey. Listen, it's nice having this talk with you, okay?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Night, Mom. Night, Dad. What was that all about?
Look, Marcia, I don't think I'm ready to be 22 yet. That's not what I meant by going steady.
Me neither. Maybe we could go steady just once a week.
Yeah, that's steady enough. Still want that soda?
Sure, but let's hurry and get right home. Kids our age need lots of sleep. Lester.
Hi.
Hi, Lester.
Hi.
Kitchen's that way. Isn't he neat?
Whatever happened to Danny?
Yeah, and Harvey Bugs.
Harvey turned out to be a drip, and Danny was dull. So was Alan. I'm going steady with Lester this week.
Oh, good.
See you later.
Oh, that's a nice age.
Yeah. Any age is a nice age, even ours.